A new federal law is allowing disabled Americans a chance to work and earn more money without risking losing their government benefits. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports.
Michelle Wolf of Oneida works at the ARC of Madison-Cortland in Oneida. Before the ABLE Act passed last December, working extra hours and saving some money was a problem.
I was told I can only have $2,000 in the bank, otherwise I'd lose everything.
That was before ABLE, or Achieving a Better Life Experience Law, was passed. It allows savings now up to $100,000 in an account similar to a 529 college account. Individuals with disabilities can then establish these tax-exempt accounts to pay for qualified disability expenses, things like education, a residence, transportation, or health care. And Wolf has dreams for her savings.
So hopefully someday I can probably get my own apartment and get a car.
That kind of independence is also the goal of Erica Oswald of Oriskany Falls, who struggled to make any extra income pre-ABLE.
Sometimes, like Christine wants me to work extra hours, and they're kind of afraid of my benefits and stuff. So now I can work the extra hours.
22nd Congressional District Representative Richard Hanna visited the ARC of Madison-Cortland Work Center in Oneida this week. He voted for the legislation, which he says is one of those laws that just makes sense.
The idea that you should be penalized for saving money to help you become more independent when you're already at a disadvantage in your life, it's rather ridiculous that it hasn't been done sooner.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.